It's Coast 93.1. Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. They created a Christmas song for dogs.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to hear it? If you're home, you could turn your speaker up. If you listen to us on your smart speaker, don't forget, you could just say play Coast 93.1. If you want to get the podcast, play the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd podcast. Do you want to hear? You could turn it up for the dog if you're home, and I have the dogs in the studio here. Should we see if it works?
I guess so.
It's called Raise the Woof.
Shouldn't be like Raise the Woof.
It's a pet food company that created it, and they say it's I guess the dogs are tired of the same old Christmas songs.
Oh.
So yeah. They used scientific research and dog focus groups to put together a Christmas song that appeals to dogs.
Would you like to go on walkies?
Sit. Sit. Dinner time.
Who's this? Who's this?
Sit.
Should I turn
Sit.
The speakers up in here and see if the dogs respond to it?
Girl. Who's this? Who's this?
Would you like to go on walkies?
Oscar just perked up a little bit.
Where's the squirrel? Squirrel!
Sit. Sit.
Street.
Dinner time.
Who's this? Who's this? Treat.
Sit. Sit.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
Who's this? Who's this?
I think he's just confused.
I mean, I was jamming out to
Izzy
it.
Izzy is asleep.
Izzy is asleep.
I brought the dogs into the studio. I've been bringing them in on Fridays. But Izzy's asleep, and Oscar perked up, but I think it's just because I was looking at him. He was going, what are we doing?
Well, are we going
what are we
somewhere?
Doing? It was his, what are we doing face?
Why are you looking at me?
That looks like fun. Something fun's happening. What are we doing?
Wait. I can't wait.
What are we doing? Come here, Oscar.
Oh.
No.
Oscar.
No. He's like, no, I have a comfy spot over here. Okay. You know, so I was doing this virtual event last night. Shout out to Winter Kids.
Yay.
And so here's the thing. Doing a virtual event is, you know, the same thing as folks who are working from home. In that if you're in a meeting or something, you know, you're trying to make sure the kids are staying away, make sure the dogs are not making a bunch of noise. So here I am doing the thing, and it's complete silence in the house, right? Complete silence. Ooh. And then I come on, say, hey, welcome to the Winter Kids License to Chill. And there's going to be a live auction coming up at this time. There's music from the Mallet Brothers, from Ghost of Paul Revere. We've got, you know, this and that and whatever. As soon as I started talking.
Yep.
That's when they're like, oh, what's going on? And click, click, clack, click, click, clack, click. And I'm like, all of a sudden they have itches and their collars are shaking. And
oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, you guys were silent, you know, but they respond to people talking, which is so if you've been working from home this entire time, then you understand.
I don't know how anyone does it because it's the same in my house. And when I'll start talking, Alice will start barking. She'll need to go outside.
Right.
Wyatt will start running around. That's when he decides to get out his robots. It's like
his
no.
robots.
Yeah, robots.
Oh.
He has like secretive robots that if he like puts them under the couch, he can hear what we're saying in the other room.
What?
Mm.
Who gave him that?
Me. Well, I live in FBI lifestyle.
He's got spy robots?
He's got a spy bot.
So he can throw it under the couch? What if he leaves it in your bedroom? Well, there's nothing
happening.
He's
not
going to
hear anything. He knows better because he's not going to hear anything in there. But I mean, it's
Wait
also...
Wait a minute, so he could spy on you, though.
Yeah, but his version of... Now, he doesn't exactly have his detective license yet, because he'll be like, he'll come out with the robot, and then he'll, like, look up in the couch, so obviously I see his, like, hairline in his forehead, and he'll be like, Mama, and then he'll, like, walk away, and I hear... So, like, you know.
What is that sound?
That's the robot.
Oh, I thought that was him walking. I was like, he needs to be oiled.
No. yeah.
So the robot can move, too.
The robot is remote controlled. It goes down the hall.
And what does he have, little headphones that he can listen?
It comes with a little walkie-talkie.
Oh, boy.
So you stick the robot under the couch, and then when you're in the other room, And so I'll like play along and like start disclosing some private information, and why, and I can hear Wyatt in the other room being like,
right.
And I'll be like, I got you, you little sucker. Like, I know what you're doing.
So now you use it just to mess with your 7-year old.
Right. You know, I'll
just
be like,
psychologically impact him.
I think everything really is, yeah, that's what we do as parents.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, you may have to sell the robot in exchange for therapy.
Dinner time. What?
There you go.
That's what I first said.